And joining us in studio, we've got Ann Michaels, who is the co-chair of the History and Education Committee for the Bicentennial Commission and also education consultant for the Lorain County Historical Society. And from the Elyria Schools, we have Amy Keir joining us this morning. Here to talk about kind of getting history into the schools, letting the kids sort of understand a little bit about the community that they live in. Ann, start, I guess, with you. You've created, I guess, storyboards for the schools?
Had a display. We made a display. We wanted it to be easy to display in the schools, so we decided to put it on tabletops. And it's folding boards, so I guess you could call it a storyboard. And it's a timeline, basically, with pictures and all the information, starting from, actually, we start from 1803 when Ohio was founded, and then Elyria 1817, and then all the way through 2017 and some of the things that have happened recently. On the very bottom, we've included a timeline that has world events, so that we want it to be able to be used all the way from kindergarten and first grade all the way up till 12th grade, where they talk about world history too.
You sort of see the parallel between your local history and what's happening elsewhere, and
exactly.
You can see how things play together. Sometimes we learn history sort of in pockets, isolated from each other, and then we don't realize, oh, this was happening that I learned here in fifth grade that I'm now learning later on. So this is kind of a way to show it. Putting something like this together, what are some of the things you've chosen to kind of show the students related to the Elyria history, the Bicentennial?
We wanted to include as much as possible, truthfully, without being overwhelming. We wanted to talk about people. We wanted to talk about businesses, what the first businesses were, and then other businesses that were especially important to Elyria. We wanted to talk about events. We wanted to talk about inventions, churches, immigrant groups that came. So you really find a little bit of everything on there. We hope to spark somebody's interest, maybe to see their street. Maybe they didn't know where the name BB Court came from and they wondered. That was kind of the impetus behind it.
Amy, talk about how the school has embraced this and how it's planned to kind of use this then through this 2017 school year.
Sure. So we've developed a calendar by which this traveling display goes to each and every building in the Elyria schools from now until the end of April, spending a week in each school in a prominent location so that students could be brought to the history display one class at a time to view it. Additionally, produced by our communications and marketing department, we have an intro video that will be released to media outlets, as well as the fact that teachers have that to their access. Ann and I have put together a nice package of historical information, articles, pictures that can be used in the classroom to support those displays, as well as the fact that we have a video that can also be used in the classroom that's about 20 minutes that gives a little bit more in-depth in addition to what the display has.
Is it limit itself to sort of history classes, or do you find all sorts of disciplines can kind of use this information and create a program around it?
Definitely all disciplines, which we always encourage. We want to see that cross-curricular connection and bring in multiple facets to the students throughout their day, so it's not limited to only to social studies or history classes.
And what kind of things do you put there to draw their attention to it, other than sort of an old black and white photo or a picture of a plow or something to that effect? What kind of things do you do?
You're right. There are not a lot of black and white photos. We're very fortunate. I'm only one of the people on this committee. Two of them were from the public library, and they were able to print out the storyboards for us and using, some color and the change in fonts and making it look interesting. But we did put a lot of pictures on there. We wanted to be able to draw attention to if they hadn't seen those particular people or maybe some of the original businesses. We also included several maps. The very first map, which was a survey map done before they even came in 1816, to a map in 1858 where pretty much all of the settlement had taken place, in the downtown area, and then a map from 2014, so that hopefully they could see the growth over time too.
You know, we're talking about the bicentennial 200 years, but to a third grader, 1970 seems like the ancient times.
Absolutely.
As well. So there is a possibility maybe just to sort of see a little bit of the transition to where things got to now. And how did this sort of come together? I know the Bicentennial Commission in Elyria is looking to do a lot of things, and they probably really kind of use you and the Historical Society kind of as sort of the starting point of everything.
Both of us on the History and Education Subcommittee, Janet Bird and I are both from the Lorain County Historical Society, and this is just one piece. We have a public display that will begin in March. We have a speakers bureau. We have lots of different walks. We've planned a bike tour for June. They're doing oral history gatherings, going around to like the Wesleyan Village and other places and talking to people. Starting next week, there'll be newspaper articles once a month. There's Founders Day activities. There'll be a plaque in the afternoon showing where they came across the river and where the first settlement was. And that's the same day that they'll have the video debut at LC in the afternoon. So this is just one sort of prong of all the different things that we're working on.
Amy, I'm guessing that maybe for the first time you saw a number of these things. Was there something that really caught your attention that you were not aware of previously?
Absolutely. So one of the things I thought was very interesting was the whole notion of the Washington Building, which, as we know, has remained even though Elyria High School has new construction, and the fact that it's been integrated into it is such a special, intriguing factor of Elyria High School. And the fact that it was created by local sandstone. And I can't remember, maybe Ann can help me with this, but how much the building actually cost and that it was funded by a single person was amazing to me.
Well, you mentioned that, too. Within the high school specifically, it's a very interesting example sort of Elyria's history, where they were able to keep the old and the new and sort of see how you can sort of appreciate what's happened, but yet put things into modern times so that you can kind of move on to that. Of course, I suppose the Black River plays a lot into the history here.
Certainly. I mean, that's why we have, you know, so many bridges. In fact, when I do programs, I say, have you ever noticed as you're riding around Elyria, there's bridges everywhere. And of course, when you see the photo, you know why they had to cross the river, you know, to get to anywhere.
Twice. I mean, they had to cross it twice. That's the thing about it, right?
Yes, exactly. So.
And all the different things. Is there any plan, you know, you are in Elyria to be able to maybe visit or tour or do some sort of things like that? You know, sometimes you see things in pictures and people think, where is this? I've never been here. Is that an opportunity for things?
Well, we've just been contacted again by Elyria High School. We did this last year during testing week. Some of the kids that don't test, they're looking for activities. And we took a walking tour. You know, we had a really mild winter last year, but of course that day in April it was very cold when we walked, but we took about a two-hour walk through different sites in downtown Elyria. They've just contacted us again to set something up for this year. We have a variety of usually elementary classes that come to the Hickories and do touring, some to the History Center, both on Washington Avenue, part of the Lorain County Historical Society, and we bring programs out also. So we were sort of hoping that more groups might come, you know, to the Hickories and do some touring and see some of the, you know, one of the houses that's obviously quite historical right here in Elyria.
You mentioned a bike tour too. You have plans for that?
The bike commission through the city has June 4th as a bike tour scheduled that we've helped plan, and I'm sure they'll probably offer it more than just once, but right now it's June 4th is the date.
Again, we're talking about the Elyria Bicentennial. They've got the Lorain County Historical Society putting together a traveling Elyria history exhibit that they take to the different schools. You mentioned BB was one of the names.
Mm-hmm.
Hemenealy, I suppose, sure, is part of that. Garford, perhaps,
yes,
some
exactly
of the different names.
Right.
And some of the sort of things that sometimes people don't know what Elyria is known for. So that's another thing that you probably can bring out to
exactly
the students. Again, if people are interested in finding out a little bit about this, or maybe they have students in schools and they'll see it coming through, is there a place they can kind of themselves also see some of this information as well?
There is going to be an adult display that's going to be going around. We hope to a variety of public places, also used this summer during the 10 days that we'll be mainly celebrating with a parade and so forth. But they're certainly welcome to call the Historical Society. We have, like I said, lots of programs that we're offering on Elyria, on the Ely's, on different topics that we'd be glad to come and speak to them.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning, Ann Michaels with the Lorain County Historical Society, and also Amy Kerr with Elyria Schools. Again, ladies, thank you for sharing some of the details
Thanks
this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So we begin 2017 and celebrating the bicentennial of Elyria.